Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Good morning. I'm wanting to make an appointment for a bird to have a checkup. He has an infected eye.
Alrighty. I don't have anything available until next week.
Yeah. What day are we talking?
So I can help you out. Let's have a look here. From Tuesday onwards.
Okay.
So Tuesday I've got in the afternoon. I've got a 3 o'clock. Or I can do a 3:40.
Yeah, Tuesday's no good. What about Wednesday morning?
9 a.m. or a 10:20 is what I've got.
Let's do the 9 a.m.
Alrighty. Please. And have we seen your bird before?
No, no, you haven't. Actually, you might be able to give me some advice in the meantime. It's a bit of a long story on him. He's actually a fly-in. He's been flying in for about 15 years, so he's not actually my pet, but I put food out for him every day. He used to be someone's pet because he used to talk. He was attacked in the eye, and his eye became infected and swollen. I've been doing it myself with salty water, and it's come good, and I've let him go, but the salt water's just not doing it anymore. So I'm thinking he needs some antibiotics, or is there something else I can put on it in the meantime before I get to see you?
There's nothing else that you can put on it in the meantime. Doing the best you can, keeping it clean is good, but just be worried that if there's been any actual damage to the eye when he got attacked, rather than and infection on top of that. With eyes, it's not something that we advise to wait for later in the week. We do advise that you do seek veterinary sort of attention as soon as possible. I wouldn't advise to leave it till Wednesday, but...
Okay. I've had him for a little while, for a couple of weeks. I actually set him free because it came so good. I set him free and a few days later it came back and I had a bit of pus on it. So I thought, oh, gosh, so I've got him back in again and redoing it. But it's just, it came really good in the first couple of weeks and this time it's just not coming good.
Yeah.
But it's good after I do it with salty water, but... I'm doing it 3 or 4 times a day. By the time you do the next one, you can see it's starting to puff up a bit.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, there's nothing else that I can sort of advise you to do in the meantime. You're already doing everything that I would normally advise to, aside from, just getting into a vet sooner.
We don't have an appointment.
Oh, no, as in, there are other vets around that might be able to see him sooner.
That do birds, though?
Yeah. I can give you the name of a couple if you like.
Yeah, hang on, I'll get a piece of paper and a pen. Yeah. I actually took him over to the North Lakes Emergency Vet Hospital when we first got him, and she just couldn't control him. He just flew about the room, and she said, sorry, I can't do anything with him. Yeah, and we took him to the one at Chermside, but he, his eye was fully swollen. He couldn't get into it, and his answer was to operate and remove the eye. And I thought, I saw it before it was fully closed, and I knew there was an eyeball still in there, so I didn't want to go ahead.
Yeah, if the structural integrity of the eyeball has been affected, though, that's what I was saying. The medication just sometimes isn't going to cut it, and sometimes surgery is the option.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, so, I've seen. Well, tell me who you've got.
One at Chermside was one of the ones I was going to recommend. Or there's another one up in Budrum.
Or the other thing is, I'm keeping it at bay. The other thing is, if I just keep it at bay, doing it's been about 3 weeks now that I've been doing it. Just keep it at bay and come and see you on Wednesday. Would that be another option?
I can definitely do it. I'm not advising you to leave it, but I can definitely do that for you.
Yeah, all right. I'm just not keen to go back to the one at Chermside.
that's all good. So, and we haven't seen you or any of your pets before?
No.
All right, I'll just grab some details. What was your first name?
Sure. My name's Helen, H-E-L-E-N.
And your surname?
Birchall, B for Bob, I-R-C-H-A-L-L.
And do you have an email address, Helen?
I do. It's helen.birchall63@icloud.com.
Perfect.
Sounds like you've got a shop full of animals over there, birds in particular.
Yeah, we do. And what's your best contact number?
This number, which is 0417 750 961.
961, wonderful. And what's your home address?
Number 10, Alexander, Alexander, yep. Avenue, Kalanga.
Wonderful.
So you said 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning.
That's right, yeah. Now just grab some details of the bird. What sort of bird are we?
It's a pink and grey galah.
Alrighty. And what's his name?
George, which he told us about 15 years ago.
Alrighty. And George is a male?
Yes.
Wonderful. And we don't know how old he is, do we?
No, but he's been coming to me roughly 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
How old he was before then, I don't know.
No, that's all good. Alrighty, well.
He has wild birds. They come and sit with him during the day. And he comes in the morning and night time, and I have a food thing out there and water.
Yeah.
So he's not my pet, but he relies on me. I don't think he can survive out there without my feeding him. Yeah.
All right, and is it his left or his right eye?
It is his left.
All righty. Well, I've got George all booked in there, 9 a.m. on Wednesday.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you very much for that.
No worries. See you then.
Bye.